I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here and See episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
This summer, WUNC Music presents the Freight Train Blues series of free concerts in downtown Carrboro. It's a tribute to Elizabeth Cotton.
Freight train, freight train.
We're hosting the series with the Town of Carrboro and the Music Maker Relief Foundation. The Freight Train Blues series is most Fridays at 6:30 in May and June at the Carrboro Town Commons. You can find the concert schedule with videos, pictures, and more at WUNC.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. What's your favorite North Carolina song?
Love me, love me, love me, say you do.
Chapel Hill has long been a hotbed for local music.
Music scene here is great. I mean, endless supply of great bands, you know.
For more than 40 years, the Cat's Cradle has drawn people to town for live shows, and the scene that bubbled up around it drew musicians. Ben Folds moved to Chapel Hill from his native Winston-Salem to be a part of that scene. His song, Where's Summer Be, was on the band's first album.
That song specifically, you know, has a lot of references to Chapel Hill specifically.
That's Glenn Booth. He's the former owner of Local 506 and now books Motor Co. in Durham. He loves this song.
The song is called Where's Summer Be, which is a reference to a person whose name is Summer Burke, which was Darren's girlfriend, Darren the drummer in Ben Folds 5's girlfriend at the time, I think. But I did know Summer. But again, hearing the song live, you made the assumption that he's just referring to the season, summer. It's like, you know, where's summer? Where you been? The song is called Where's Summer Be, and again, you know, when you hear it, you can kind of forget that it's about a person and think of it as about a about the season. And it is a real upbeat, summery song, kind of, you know, not unlike, you know, say Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone, which is a great summer song musically and lyrically. I probably wouldn't be bringing the song up if I didn't think it was also a catchy song, you know. So I think it's the fact that it has the references, but it's also a song that I enjoy listening, you know, over and over. You know.
I tried to tell you, tried to tell you, took a little bit too long, and now you're fine.
Glenn Booth admits that part of his love for this North Carolina song is nostalgia. In it, Ben Folds name checks a whole bunch of people and places that Glenn knew when he was a student at Carolina.
There's a line that refers to the fact that the Hardback Cafe is closed down. And again, when I was in school, I graduated from UNC in 1990. So Hardback Cafe was around then. Hardback Cafe was located right off Franklin Street on Columbia Street. You get coffee, had used books, hence the name Hardback Cafe. But then they also would have bands, you know. So it's funny, the bands would play right in the front window. So if you were walking by, you'd see like the back of the band there.
The Hardback Cafe closed down. Now we got office town.
Ben Folds 5 formed, Glenn Booth was the music director at the influential college radio station WXYC in Chapel Hill. He says at the time, the band had some trouble winning over the local music scene.
But I just remember, you know, when Ben Folds 5 started, you know, Chapel Hill was all about, you know, Superchunk, Archie Loaf, Polvo, and all the, you know, other indie rock bands. So here's this band that didn't have a guitar in the band. You know, a lot of the people I knew kind of shunned them. You know, they were not, you know, there was not a lot of, you know, home team support, it didn't feel like. You know, so it's kind of, in my opinion, it's pretty amazing that Ben Folds, you know, overcame all of that, you know, because it's interesting. I always think about that time frame, and again, I love Superchunk, Polvo, Archer's Loaf, I love those bands, but the bands that really broke out of the area from that time were Ben Folds 5 and Scorn of the Zippers, who didn't sound anything like that, you know.
I could take a train or fly away, maybe write a book and change my name, I could settle down.
Ben Folds 5 broke up in 1998, but reunited to play a show at UNC Chapel Hill in 2008. Ben has released a string of solo records and continues to write and record. His song, Where's Summer Be, is one of the songs from North Carolina that Glenn Booth loves.
I know exactly what he's talking about. You know, this isn't, you know, hyperbole. I mean, I can completely relate. But yeah, I mean, it definitely was a song that, especially now, but even then, harking back to my youth and brought back great memories, you know, I mean, obviously...
The Come Here and See series on the WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council. It's part of the 2019 Year of Music Celebration in North Carolina. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening.